This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Tuesday, June 6, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. Hundreds of unionists from around the world are among the 5,000 delegates attending the 106th Conference of the International Labour Organization in Geneva. The conference is being held June 5th to 16th. The ILO is the UN agency focused on matters of work in the world. It is seen by the international labour movement as a crucial instrument for building support for workers worldwide because it is one of the few global bodies where unionists help govern the organization. The ILO functions as a tripartite body with representatives from governments, employer groups, and labor unions. The director general of the organization is Guy Ryder, the first unionist to lead the organization in its 98-year history. He was the general secretary of the British Trades Union Congress, the TUC. The theme of this year's conference is the future of work. In his opening speech to the delegates, Mr. Ryder made it clear that there is a direct connection between climate change and future jobs.
Climate change is real and is the result of human activity, and that the overwhelming proportion of that activity is work or is work-related. The idea, long prevalent, deeply rooted, that a choice had to be made between job creation, growth and development on the one hand, and protection of the planet on the other. Ladies and gentlemen, that is now seen as a false choice. It has given way to a strong tripartite consensus in this organisation that the pursuit of decent work opportunities for all and of environmental sustainability can and must advance hand in hand. That is the meaning of just transition as contained in the 2015 Paris Climate Change Agreement. And it's a key challenge for the ILO and for its tripartite constituents as the ILO approaches its centenary. Yes, there will be major disruption. Yes, jobs will be lost as well as gained, and the new ones will not always be available to the same people, in the same place, at the same time as the jobs lost, and nor will they necessarily require the same skills. And all of this is to say that the decent jobs of the future will not be green by definition, they will be green by our design. We need the right policies to make transition happen and to make it just. And like any other process of change at work, that will require the combined efforts of government, of employers, and of workers through social dialogue. At a time when tension and conflict is on the rise around the world, when inequalities have become intolerable, when denial of social justice is so widespread, when basic principles of international cooperation are being called into question, and the practice of multilateralism is coming under strain, we can call upon the example of the history of our own organisation to lift us to meet our responsibilities. But in the end, the responsibilities are ours. The ILO was the very first building block in the edifice of the global multilateral system, a system that was later torn apart by the rise of authoritarianism, terror, and war. And yet the ILO survived. It survived because of visionary leaders, but mostly because the cause of social justice is not easily extinguished by the vicissitudes of history, nor the negligence of the disinterested, nor the egoism of blind self-interest. It survived because by working together, governments, employers, and workers produce something stronger, something more enduring than any of them can do on their own.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.